I was literally in the island of Patmos.
Буквально я оказалась на острове Патмос. Именно там, где Иоанну происходили его небесные посещения. Небеса открылись, и я была сыта в небо.
И вдруг я ощутила,
что путешествую во времени. Я оказалась в том самом моменте, когда Иисус был распинан. Как будто Господь сделал так, чтобы я растворилась в духе Иоанна. И я чувствовала и видела все, что переживал Иоанн.
It was if I was John himself. And here I was. There was great anxiety everywhere. The Roman army was just noisy, going back and forth. I was feeling very lonely. I didn't have anybody to turn around. Mary was there, and other two women were there, but we were not able to talk to each other. I could only see him, the one I love, the one that was the very love of my heart, and the one he loved me with all of his heart. Here he was, so broken and bruised, and hanging on the cross. And I wanted so much to do something, but I was so powerless to do something. All I could do was just give him strength by me being there, and I could see his face. His face was so bruised and swollen, and his eyes were so small, so much he has been bitten and stricken, and I could see his cheeks were just covered with blood and mud. He was watching me, and he was saying, because we could communicate from spirit to spirit, he was saying with his eyes, "Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me in my loneliness." I wanted to run and just grab him. And I saw him. And a great scream came out of his mouth. And suddenly, he was just there. His head hanging down.
I couldn't do nothing.
I was just weeping. The very one I loved was there. We had permission to take the body down. So we put the cross down. And I touched him. And I wept over him. I could feel his wounds. I took the nails on his hands. And I touched his wounds. His wounds were warm, still warm. Like vibrating. Like life was still coming out of his flesh. And I tried to clean his blood with my tears. And I touch every wound. I hold him. I didn't want to let him go. And then suddenly, I touch the wound in his heart. And as I touch his heart, suddenly my spirit went inside the very heart of Jesus.